Good morning. Welcome everybody to the August 19th, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing will be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. Couple of notes for the agenda and one recommended amendment. Under executive session, I would recommend striking pending and potential litigation, leaving land acquisition. And this is under the executive session item at the bottom of our agenda. I would also include the 10:30 a.m. executive session for job applicants interviews pursuant to 29 Del Code 10004B. But note that when we break for executive session at 10:30 today, we will discuss both land acquisition items and have the job applicant interviews.
Okay. We will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as recommended.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from Council? Consent agenda, Mr. Lawson. You want to? This is our first one. Want to just refresh us on how we're going to do this?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. There are two items listed under consent agenda. Both of them are wastewater agreements. You see them listed there. There was information contained in the packet. Recall that we changed the rules of procedure to allow consent agendas for wastewater agreements only. What the council could entertain at this point is a motion to approve the consent agenda items, which would include items number one and items number two. And in one motion, you would be approving both wastewater agreements.
Pleasure, Council.
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. No, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve consent agenda.
Right.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you. Next item of business is the Library Advisory Board appointment. We have a vacancy on our Library Advisory Board, and this is for District 2, Mr. Wilson's appointment. Mr. Wilson, at this point, would like to appoint Ms. Harriet Elliott, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, sir, and we'll discuss.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Harriet Elliott to the Sussex County Library Advisory Board effective immediately until such time as her term expires or June 30, 2017.
Entertain a motion?
I make it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. And the next item is our administrator's report for August 19th, 2014. Item number one, Sussex County Council will not meet on August 26th or September 2nd for the summer holiday and in honor of the Labor Day holiday, respectively. County offices will be closed on Monday, September 1 for the Labor Day holiday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Godwin, Wetlands Advisory Committee update.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of Council. Endeavor to update you this morning on the workings of the Delaware Wetlands Advisory Committee. I put a memo in the package for you on Friday, and I included a couple of recommendations that have been made to the committee. I should explain that, as you know, this committee is supposed to form a report in final draft to deliver to the General Assembly by the end of this year. And we have been working pretty diligently over the last year to do that. There have some questions have come up among the ranks of the committee members and among one of our state senators as to exactly how this final report will be assembled. We met last Wednesday, the 13th, and there were some recommendations made that were not included, and there was one recommendation made by the Farm Bureau that you have heard and endorsed, I believe, that was included in what should be in the final report. Senator Venables sent a letter out yesterday explaining his concern that this draft report will be a compilation of the recommendations that were developed by the committee and not by the governor or some other individual or DENREC or the chairman of the committee, but rather a rather a compilation of what the committee has decided. And the reason for his concern is because in Senate Bill 78, which is the legislation that formed this committee, it's very clear, and I'll read to you, not to bore you, but just to make help you understand why I'm concerned. And Senator Venables pointed this out. Line 69 in Senate Bill 78 says, DENREC shall compile the results of the committee recommendations, develop a draft report, and reconvene the committee to review the draft report and solicit feedback before finalizing the report of recommendations. What we're starting to hear at some of these meetings is that our recommendations will be included in the report and not necessarily the main character of the report. So that, I think, is what Senator Venables is pointing to. And a number of other members of the committee have sent, I've seen email traffic in the last couple of days, that some of the members are concerned the report will be drafted as a compilation of recommendations, not necessarily someone's opinion. They're recommending that we include a letter that was sent to the committee by the governor, which was sort of an encouraging, but a report that was also offering direction. There was also a letter sent by the then Secretary of DENREC, Mr. Colin O'Mara, another letter that was encouraging our direction. So there's been some concern that this report will be maintained as a compilation of recommendations. So I wanted you to understand that. I've been promised a copy of the draft report by September 15th, of which as soon as I get it, I'm going to forward it to you. I probably won't wait for the week's package. I want to get it to you the day I get it because I want you to read through this report, and I'll try to stack up the recommendations that have been adopted, which are all based on incentive. Mm-hmm. We haven't adopted any new regulations in this committee, so I'm hoping that that's what is yielded in the final report. We will have from the 15th of September until the 15th of October to digest this report and for you to, you know, give me your direction on how to represent you. But I just wanted you to be prepared for that. When the report comes out, we're hoping that it is what the legislation called for.
Now, these people were appointed by the governor, and who were the...
No, the people on the committee were all appointed by the legislation.
By the legislation. So that's who they report back to, then.
Well, they report... We have a chairman.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the right thing.
Yeah, okay.
Who is supposed to formulate this report?
The committee is supposed to form the report as a compilation of all the recommendations we've endorsed.
Right.
Not recommendations we haven't endorsed. Sure. That's the fear. Now, Mike Parkowski, the chairman, has done, I think, an adequate job of leading us through the months of meetings that we've had. I believe he's drafting the final report, and he's heard pretty clear what we want and what we don't want in it, not just from the committee members, but also from legislators who are anxious to see what this report contains.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a draft form.
The legislation says we first get a draft form. We are reconvened, which will be late September, early October,
okay,
to go through the report and to edit the report.
And then the committee will adopt their final report by motion, I would assume.
Yes.
Okay.
And it'll just be what the committee approved and
correct,
nothing else.
That's what it's supposed to be. Yes, that's what we're hoping for. So I just wanted to sort of alert you so your antenna go up on this one.
No, that's okay. Fine.
Thanks,
Al. Thank you very much. Jewel Gibbons. Pump Station 207 and Force Main Contract 12-23.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have two items, the first of which is the Pump Station 207 Construction Administration and Project Inspection Services Contract. It is proposed that the contract be administered by GMB over the project's 270-day duration from September this year to May 2015. The scope of services that GMB will provide include general construction administration, conducting monthly progress meetings, the provision of specialized inspection services, review of shop drawing samples, etc. These services will be provided at a cost not to exceed $311,598.
Okay, do you have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council authorizes its president to execute contract amendment number 2 with George Miles & Buer, LLC of Salisbury, Maryland, to provide construction, administration, and project inspection services for Project 12-23, Pump Station 207 and Forest Main Services at a cost not to exceed $311,598, contingent upon the approval of the Assistant County Attorney.
Pleasure of Council.
You need a motion, don't you?
Motion.
I will make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Phillips.
What is the total cost of the project itself?
The project construction contract was $4,123,810.90.
Okay. And it's 300 and... Is it $11,000?
$311,598, which is approximately 7.6% of the construction budget.
And are you satisfied with 7.6%?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
And Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And Pump Station 22 modifications.
The bids for this project were opened on August 11th. Three bids were received. Coons Construction was the apparent low bidder with a bid amount of $427,340. The bids were evaluated thereafter, and Coons' bid was found to be complete and responsive, and therefore it is the recommendation of the Engineering Department that the contract be awarded to Coons Construction.
You have a motion?
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract 14-07, Pump Station 22 modifications, be awarded to Coon Construction of Hockessin, Delaware, at a bid amount of $427,340.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Mm-hmm. Question.
Go ahead, sir. Yes, Mr. Phillips.
On that previous project, will there be value engineering study done?
On the Pump Station 22 project?
$4 million project, yeah.
Oh, the Pump Station 207. It is my understanding that the engineering department has not been directed to perform a value engineering study on that project.
Okay, Mr.
Is that because it was already something back in whatever the time frame?
2012.
You got it, okay. You were too far along, I assume, to Mr. Izzo. That's a question for you, I guess. Is that a fair statement or just squares away here?
This was a project that was awarded. If there was going to be a decision to do value engineering, it would have been performed, or we would have been directed at the time we brought the design contract before County Council. We've been working with Mrs. Jennings. We're going to institute a new policy that will give us a benchmark for projects over a particular dollar amount. We will perform value engineering. So we have a wide net, and we have a clear directive at this point that we can follow on all new projects.
Is there any reason that we could not, at this point, considering the $4 million price tag, which exceeds, I believe, your draft proposal for value engineering, perform that study on this project?
Well, again, you know, the time for value engineering is during the design process and not during the construction process. Also, it's a pretty standard pump station design and force main alignment that we have done many, many times. This one will be through a congested area. We have a tight window for getting into the Route 1 area for various windows. So if we're going to stop and do a value engineering, it's going to delay the project. We probably would have to delay it until next summer at this point if we're going to value engineer.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't suggest stopping. It would seem to me, though, that a project of this magnitude with this 7.6% fee that we approved today would seem to meet all the criteria for a value engineering study. Does anybody else have any thoughts?
I would have value engineering in my mind, but I didn't say I'm sorry.
Seems like you know, we're thinking about going back, and you know, sometimes you have to grandfather things in. When it was originally designed and bid, it was not done that way. And I don't know, we're talking maybe have to go back and do the whole thing all over again. You know, I think you're getting into hot water there.
If we were going to do it, I would advocate stopping and doing the process and dealing with any changes rather than try to deal with you know, a contractor that's out in the field already doing work and trying to make changes on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying the contractor is currently working on this?
We have awarded the bid based upon the council action. They are compiling their plans and or their contract bonds. We have not had a pre-construction meeting, but we anticipate a start date of
September
15th.
Okay.
Well, it seems like, well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, really, Mr. President, I'll make a motion that we ask engineering to do to contract with one of our engineering firms in the stable that we've already approved for things like this, to do a value engineering study without stopping the project. But a cursory review could possibly find some things that would add up pretty quickly. That's a motion. If nobody seconds it, then I know how you feel.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson seconds it. Okay, we have a motion to second to read your motion again, so we're all on the same page here.
I move that we direct engineering to contract with an engineering consulting firm pre-approved by the council to do a cursory review for the purpose of value engineering the project that we are speaking of without stopping the project. We still have not even had the pre-construction meeting. It seems like we've got a window of time here that could provide some opportunity.
Mr. Rizzo, do we have a window of time without stopping it?
No, we do not.
Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Oh, as far as asking for that, it's, you know, I know a lot of zoning that was done before I was on the council, and it's still valid, you know, and we have to go by what was said then, what was done. I'd like to change it, but I can't, and I'm just comparing that to this. And so if you can go back and change things from the beginning, then maybe we should look at our zoning too. No, it adds more expense for the county, and I'm not sure what we're talking about. What if they find somehow that too much money is being spent somewhere? What do we do then? Because we've already signed a contract.
I can't answer your question.
Yeah.
So your vote is no?
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
I think we've already talked about changing the process in the future, and staff recommends Mrs. Gibbons and Mr. Izzo that we move forward, and I'll take their advice and vote no to do the value engineering at this point.
Okay, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I know I heard with my own ears many months ago the president direct engineering to begin doing value engineering studies on large projects. This obviously meets that definition. Why it hasn't been done? I'm very concerned that we're trying to avoid doing these studies because it might make somebody look bad. And
it's not that we just need a clear directive of what the policy is.
Mr. Phillips has the floor.
Excuse me.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Well, the reason I'm going to vote yes is because if you look at $4 billion and plus, there's always, I've been in business a long time to know, I always get the second opinion.
I think we all know that I certainly share some of Mr. Phillips' concerns about this value engineering, and we did discuss that. What does concern me greatly is the fact of our engineer telling us we have to stop the project. I'm not sure that's a good thing to do. I'm going to vote no. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. President, can I interject here? We are currently on the staff level working on a draft policy to give clear directive to the engineering department. That's still a work in progress as we speak. At some point, we will either have a discussion on a Tuesday during a regular county council meeting or otherwise. But that policy is not in place yet.
And
would we?
Go ahead, Schultz. In that vein, it seems as if we're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, policy-wise. Anything over $1 million, in my opinion, warrants a value engineering study. Now, that study can be It can be done in an extremely comprehensive fashion, or it could be a cursory review, which is what I suggested today because of the time frame. I don't think we should complicate this with some kind of a tiered system. It is $1 million is a lot of money, and it's worth a second set of eyes, as Mr. Wilson said.
Any more comments from council? It is now 10:24. Mr. Lawson, do we have time to deal with this, or we need to be down for our...
We're scheduled to go into executive session at 10:30 to conduct a pre-scheduled interview for a position. We're cutting it very short if we don't adjourn at this point into or recess into executive session.
Mr. Phillips?
We've got a lot of people here for one specific reason. I would really encourage that we address the letter we received so that we could at least let those folks go.
The letter
would be 1991, I believe.
I think if we do one, we ought to do them both and just try not to be too talking too much. As politicians, maybe we could just listen to the facts and move on. And I'll be the first one to be quiet.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Proceed with haste.
Okay. Old business, Mr. Lank. Calm down.
Walk fast. We have two items of old business this morning. First one.